I trust that you found your scripture now. If you close your Bible on your finger and stand with me, raise those Bibles high above your head this morning. And let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Nehemiah said, "Now when it was reported to Sanballat and Tobiah and to the Geshem, the Arab, and to the rest of our enemies that I had built the wall and that there was no gap left in it, though up to that time I had not set up the doors and the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, 'Come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono.'" But they, that kind of says something, doesn't it? In the plain of Ono. "But they intended to do me harm," Nehemiah said. "So I sent messengers to them, saying, 'I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it to come down to you?' They sent to me four times in this way, and I answered them in the same manner each time. In the same way, Sanballat, for the fifth time, sent his servant to me with an open letter in his hand. In it was written, 'It is reported among the nations, and Geshem also says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you are building the wall, and according to this report, you wish to become their king. You have also set up prophets to proclaim in Jerusalem concerning you, there is a king in Judah. And now it will be reported to the king according to these words. So come, therefore, and let us confer together.' Then I sent to him, saying, 'No such things as you say have been done. You are inventing them out of your own mind. For they wanted to frighten us, thinking their hands will drop from their work and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands.'" Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. All right, as we begin this morning, I am going to be moving down through that. If you choose to leave your Bibles open, that would be great. We're going to start with Nehemiah 6, verses 1 through 3. Now listen to this. Nehemiah says, "When it was reported to Sanballat and Tobiah and to Geshem the Arab and to the rest of our enemies that I had built the wall and that there was no gap left in it, though up to that time I had not set up doors in the gates." A lot of good a wall does with doors that are wide open, right? "Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, 'Come and let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono.' But they intended to do me harm." Here is the first characteristic that I see a great leader has. Verse 3 tells us that a great leader has compelling life focus. Which reminds me, get out your insert. Grab a pencil so you can follow along the sermon this morning. Sorry about that. The second study guide's on the back of that insert, by the way. But follow along in your sermon notes now and you can fill in the blanks on that. A great leader, the first characteristics of a great leader is that they have a compelling life focus, a compelling life picture, and a compelling life vision. Life focus, life picture, life vision. Sometimes we say this is a calling, a vocation. Nehemiah said, "I have this great life work going on and I can't quit." The power of having this compelling life vision gives you a lot of freedom. And one of the greatest freedoms for someone with a compelling life picture is that you have this clarity. So it gives you the freedom to say, no. Oh no.